Well, this week we were reminded once more that a bit of dirt is good for you. Kids can be too clean and their skin lacks resistance if it's mollycoddled. Tanya Hart agrees.
Bacteria. Are they friends or foe? The answer is both. Germ is the common name we give to microorganisms, microscopic living things, including bacteria and fungi. They're also nicknamed microbes, and they play vitally important roles in biological systems. But germs are something we love to hate, particularly the ones that make us sick. Cleaning product advertising would have you believe that there's an army of evil bacteria out there just waiting to give you a disease. This has made some people almost obsessed with killing germs as part of their household cleaning routine. In fact, Australians now spend around $45.8 million at the supermarkets each year just on disinfectants. Aside from disinfectants, more and more cleaning products are now boasting that they are germ-killing or antibacterial. In reality, though, we may be doing far more harm than good to our health by using these products. The human body contains at least 10 times as many bacteria as human cells, and this, believe it or not, is normal. There's an estimated 500 to 1,000 different species in our bodies. In fact, if aliens were to visit the Earth and study humans, they might just classify you as a walking, talking ecosystem rather than a single species. The average adult has about a kilogram of something called gut flora, the good bacteria in your digestive system, without which you wouldn't be able to digest food properly. So really, a balance of bacteria in our bodies is vital for human health. There are hundreds of thousands of different types of bacteria, microbe and fungi. Bacteria, along with insects and other decomposers, do all the hard work in biodegradation. This is nature's recycling system that takes things like leaf litter, dead animals and other once living things, and breaks them down into simple humus and soil nutrients that become the building blocks for new plant tissues. In nature, this is a really good thing. The cycles of growth and decay contribute to ecosystem health. But in your fridge or in a forgotten lunchbox in a school bag, the work of bacteria in the breakdown of food can be a bit on the disgusting side. The scientific understanding of bacteria and its role in food spoiling has links with developments in food preservation. They say that an army marches on its stomach, meaning that in order to fight, soldiers need to be fed. In the late 18th and early 19th centuries, this was well understood by one Napoleon Bonaparte, who was busy at the time taking over Europe. He offered a cash reward of 12,000 francs to anyone who could find a way to preserve food and ensure a safe food supply for the army. A Parisian confectioner came up with a method of sealing food in glass bottles, then dunking them in boiling water for a while. And he won the prize. This was several decades before a fellow Frenchman, Louis Pasteur, proved that heat kills the bacteria responsible for spoiling food. Using the same basic processes with metal cans instead of glass jars, the problem of glass breaking was solved. Thus, the modern germ-free can was born. On a more serious note, some types of bacteria are pathogens and cause illnesses and infectious diseases. Before scientists developed the germ theory of disease and antibiotics were developed, people in developed nations were far more likely to die from serious infections than they are today. Even with antibiotics available, good hygiene is still vitally important, particularly when it comes to food hygiene. Cook and eat with clean pots, plates and utensils, and avoid eating food that may have gone off. Heating food to over 70 degrees Celsius kills bacteria, so thoroughly reheat leftovers before eating them. Don't eat food that may have been contaminated, for example by falling on the floor. And don't pay any attention to that 5-second rule. It's a myth. Also, never eat any food that you've found. You don't know its history. As a society, we're far healthier than we've been in the past and have longer life expectancies. But we seem to be getting more germ-phobic than ever before. In rich countries, there is extensive overuse of antibiotics, antibacterial soaps and disinfectants because we're so scared of getting sick. These products can kill the good bacteria needed for healthy bodies and healthy ecosystems. They can also contribute to the development of superbugs, bacteria that have built up resistance to germ-killing products. In the home, a little bit of bacteria is a good thing. Our immune systems are kept strong by fighting off a small amount of disease-causing germs. However, it's still important to practice good general hygiene habits to keep yourself from getting sick. Always wash your hands with soap and water before eating or preparing food, after going to the toilet, and after sneezing into your hand or blowing your nose. Remember that our efforts to kill disease-causing bacteria can also kill good bacteria. For example, antibacterial agents in laundry detergent can harm soil microbes if the laundry grey water is used to water the garden. Practice good hygiene and avoid the germs that make you sick, but also respect the role that bacteria and other microbes play in keeping ecosystems and the broader environment healthy.
Tanya Ha, whose new book is Green Stuff for Kids. Lots of good advice.